something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. They brought the ghost of Leslie to Cockblock. What a fucking deboner. They boned my precious Kelsey. Truly. They were like, Kelsey's doing too well. She's thriving. She's too hot. She looks like an old Bond, you know, like a 1960s Bond girl. She's sweet. Yeah. Let's bring in Leslie, the biggest buzzkill, to say, to go for it, but no man will ever love you. Yeah.
Just because Leslie didn't knock boots as good as the other bird, that's the only reason she didn't get it. She had it in the bag. She just had to fuck him right, but she didn't do it.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose. My name is Arden Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. What an opening, guys. Here we are. We're talking about Fat and Tossy Suites in Tulum, Mexico. And nothing says fantasy suites like our guests this week. With me today, two gentlemen. What a gentleman squad. To my right is a man whose birthday I spent with him.
You did.
He has 9 comedy specials.
I do, yeah.
7 are on Netflix, 1 was on HBO, 1's on Showtime?
5 are on Netflix, 1 was on Showtime, 1 was on HBO, and 1 was on Epix, if that was a channel. Remember that channel had a go?
Okay.
Yeah. It was like, we're not even in a package, we're just by ourselves. We're Epix.
We're Epix.
What do you have? Who knows? Buy it.
Which one was Alcoholicast on?
Alcoholicast was on Showtime.
Oh. There you go.
Yeah, edgy network one. Old Showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, the star of Alcoholicast, Jim Jeffries.
Thank you.
How are you doing, Jim?
I'm great. I'm very excited about this episode.
Me too.
Well, it was just the fucking episode.
This is a fun one.
I always like to come for this one.
I wasn't sure if we had booked you. I was hoping to have booked you for the fucking episode because I booked you in advance. And I wasn't sure if you were going to get boned, if it was going to be Women Tell All. And I was so happy you got the fucking
episode.
I like
a Women Tells All.
Do you?
Well. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a big
that's
fan
right. You guys are going to be in the audience.
Oh, yeah.
We
that's
try
right.
every year.
You know what? We should go for the finale. And we have to wear our jewel tone tops.
We don't know anyone deep in Bachelor Nation who could help us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of somebody deep in Bachelor Nation who can help us, our number one favorite. It's our favorite. You are our favorite. It's official. You are our number one favorite.
I feel like you probably say that to like Katie Thurston when
no,
she comes in.
No, we liked her. We liked her. We like Katie. No, she's not our number one. I am going to see her tonight. I'm doing stand-up with her.
Oh, nice.
But is she my number? No, you're my number one favorite.
Okay, thank you.
And I feel like we've all been very open about that. Yeah. You're all of our number one favorite.
No, you're my number one. I saw Katie Thurston down at the comedy store, and I was too shy to go talk to her.
Yeah.
But you, I can walk straight up.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, man, the people.
You're the approachable one.
Yeah. Jim Jeffries, number one favorite. Well done.
Tyler Cameron, everybody.
Wait, Tyler Cameron's here.
Oh, so good on that survival show.
Was he on that show?
Special Forces.
Yeah.
Oh. Jojo Siwa. Very funny cast.
And Nick Viall.
Nick Viall was boss, man. He got away at the end.
We saw him. He had just gotten back. He came and did, and he was very lean. He was very ripped when he came. And it was also 400. I think we almost killed him, even though the show didn't. Yeah. The episode here almost killed him.
Would you guys ever do that show? Special Forces?
Never.
Never.
I was looking at Trader the other day. Right?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like Trader. Ooh. Right? And I was like, I could possibly do this one. And then I saw them running a mile and I went, no.
They asked me to do the Special Forces one. I said, there's no fucking way in hell.
What would you do, Traitors?
But what's the upside of it? It's just you're going to get abused the whole time.
No, no, no.
And I also have a problem with authority anyways. And if I got some like boot camp guy being like, you're a fucking loser, I'd be like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
You don't know what I've done.
Yes.
I made drinks in Mexico. Eight seasons
I saw
in a row.
Oyster fingers.
I've seen some shit.
Scallop fingers. Also with us is the production team, KT Money Levine, Dr. Hannah Montana, Ariana, Tana, Rosanna, yes. Dana, Mittens, Meowreen, Hosni Levine. Hello,
hi.
Dr. Banana.
I got some Tana. My Fitbit.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever?
I was wearing a Fitbit in the sun.
Oh, that's a watch. You weren't going into a nightclub
that's
and you had the bracelet to get in there.
Yeah, she's... Oh, wow, that's something else. That almost looks like a spray tan.
I have quite an Apple Watch tan. Yeah.
Wow.
I spent a lot of time in the sun.
That's exciting.
Never am not wearing this thing.
Mm. I want to say that since we recorded last week and just as of an hour ago, my Facebook got hacked.
Nice.
But I got it back an hour ago.
I always say that when I get drunk and write racist things as well. I'm going with hacked.
There was a lot of videos about... There was a lot of mixing cement videos.
What? And it was really funny.
There was a video about how to like tile laminates are made as if like I think like a 60-year-old man in Ohio. It was like how they make laminated like flooring. Yeah. But there was like a lot of videos like that for like 3 days.
They just hack so you and weird. Post the weirdest
Wait,
reels.
But yeah. Did it do well? Because I feel like the DIY stuff might do well. And you should just keep it up.
There was one that had like giant like spikes driving over tires,
is satisfying.
It was satisfying. You know what? Maybe I actually had somebody doing like a favor for me. When I was at Jim's birthday party, we ended the birthday party watching a show that I'd never heard of called Four in a Bed.
That's how you end a 47th birthday party. We did a murder mystery night, and then at the end, Dan Bacadol, a friend of mine, you know Dan Bacadol, he's off Veep. He plays one of the congressmen. So Dan had just done a sitcom in Britain, and he said his favorite thing about Britain was coming home after work and watching Four in the Bed.
Now, I'd never heard of Four in the Bed, but obviously I stayed and watched an entire season.
Is this on Brazzers? Is this
just YouTube? You can just get Four in the Bed. It's very
epic.
It's a very simple premise.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
It's four couples. I just spat up a peanut. Four couples.
Just off nut.
Four couples who own bed and breakfasts, and they have to stay in each other's bed and breakfast. So on Monday, they stay in one person's, Tuesdays, Wednesday, Thursday. And then on Friday, they sit around a table and decide how much each should get paid for their room.
And people
get very, very sensitive about the, you know, I found a hair in the bottom of the wardrobe.
Yeah. There was one.
The cleanliness wasn't quite there, so I've taken £5 off my payment.
And they're literally like 11 minutes long. We watched all of season 26. There was one guy that was the only solo flyer, because even if somebody didn't own their own bed and breakfast with somebody
else, you could bring a friend.
This guy had no friends. Thomas. Mm. Thomas ran such a tight ship that they accused Thomas of tanking it so that he would win, which he was, I think. And then they gave so much money to the other people just to bone Thomas, and it was felt very exciting and scandalous.
And have you watched more since?
No, but I'm going to.
Yes, that's
It's like the TV version of Atavant.
How many seasons of this show?
Oh, hundreds. That's just a week. That's just a week. No. It's on every week.
Yeah, it's five nights. It's one week is one season.
Oh, it's like Love is Blind, which is every night.
Every and it's on about like five
it's
till
really
six,
soothing.
Just before the news, and you've
it's
just
really
gotten
soothing.
Home, and you.
And it's also like people haven't washed their hair. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, I feel okay. We're all doing the best. It's just like regular folks just like looking at just touching pillows and stuff. And you're like, and they're like, Like, this is a nice...
Well, that's because me and the wife watching Trader, right? And they set that up in a castle in Scotland, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, and I was going, everyone's hair looks like shit.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And my wife went, they're using a Scottish local hire. Yeah. Right? And then when they did, the contestants tell all, and they were back in America, but that meant everyone looked fantastic.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's fun. That's exciting.
I read that Phaedra started doing everyone's makeup and hair because she was doing all her own for the American version.
And then they were like, help us. You have to help us.
She became glam.
The one. This is so exciting. Well,
Hold on. I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, okay.
First of all, I want to know what the pitch was at your 47th birthday to be like, hey guys, we got to watch this.
Four in a bed.
Four in a bed happened organically.
Four in a bed.
Right? Because Dan Bacchanal goes.
It was
just
the end of the night. It was time to go home.
It was time to go home. And he goes,
it was like 11.
He goes, I watched that show. He goes, I wish I could get that show in America. And I said, me and the wife watch it here.
All the time.
So you need like a VPN to get
that. No, it's all on YouTube. It's just sitting there. They have their own channel. It's just sitting there for free.
And I'm a night owl. You don't have to invite me twice to watch Four in the Bed. Yeah. I just got right on that. I got right on that sectional. I kicked my feet up, and I watched the entire. I watched 7 episodes. It was, and you're with Hank.
Yeah,
he watched almost all the way through.
My son's an American child who watches a lot of British television for no apparent reason.
He's adorable.
On
it looks so pleasant.
It was like so. Pleasant.
But everyone's like this. I had a lovely stay. It's a wonderful place. Would I come again? Of course I would. Full payment.
Except for Thomas. It was fun. He had one. It was, so that's, we played Murder Mystery, and then we watched Four in the Bed.
Okay. Oh, you know this guy's keeping a tight bed and breakfast.
Wow.
This guy.
I got to show you. Google season 26.
Oh, my gosh.
This is terrible.
Was it really 26?
Out. Season 26, and Jim said she looked like she cut her bangs with a potato peeler.
Four in the Bed, season 26.
You don't have to cut that out.
You'll see it. You'll know who it was when you see her. Season 26, the potato peeler. You'll see it. You'll know whose it is. The one whose bangs look like
I'm leaving in it.
You'll see it.
This isn't good podcasting, really.
Hold on.
I do have a suggestion for another show that I feel like everyone needs to watch, and I hope you guys haven't, so you can be excited about this. But have you watched The Curious Case of Natalia Grace?
Yes.
But isn't there a follow-up?
And then Natalia speaks the next one.
Okay, I haven't seen that.
The last 20 seconds of season 2 will blow your mind.
Tell me. Cut it out. I want to know.
I
want to
watch this show. What is it?
It's on Netflix or Max.
Okay.
Max.
I watched it.
Okay,
you haven't watched it?
No.
Okay,
so it's so good.
Natalia Grace. So did you guys have... ever see the movie Orphan, where it's they adopt this like little girl?
Yeah, I've always thought that was
potato peel bangs. Potato peel bangs. Potato peel bangs.
Wow. I've always thought that was bad form.
There's the potato peel bangs.
I know what show you're talking about. I just have not watched it.
I've always thought like doing a horror movie where the monster is an orphan. Like, is there a person in our society who is weaker than an orphan child?
Yes. And now one who is a little person.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, no, I've watched that. No, the documentary about the girl who's a little person. Yes, I've watched all this.
So what's the twist?
So, anyways, the first season is all about this family who adopts Ukrainian little person.
I haven't finished season
named
2.
Named Natalia Grace.
Yes.
And in the first episode...
We're going to get to the horniness in a second, guys. To stay the course.
In the first episode, they take this little orphan, little person home. And the mom is giving her a bath.
Yes.
And she sees that she has...
Pubes.
Like
just
full
bush.
Right?
Why was the mom naked?
Oh my God.
And why wouldn't she already know that about herself?
So the mom's like, this girl's not 6 years old. She's got to be like 15 or 20 or something like that. So then it becomes, we think that this little girl is trying to kill our family.
Right. She was doing weird stuff.
And then they set her
waking up with a knife.
She was doing weird stuff. She wasn't doing anything.
But then they just moved her into
an apartment with pedophiles.
And an old lady who is still
the moodiest person on earth. Even when given all the facts, she's like, nah, fuck her. Like, that was a 6-year-old living next door to you. Fuck her.
Okay. No, I know they moved her up the
stairs.
A little person in a 3-story walk-up.
It's awful. Yeah. It's brutal. Okay, so then what's the final? So then what happened?
I can't ruin it for you.
Ruin it.
Every episode you're like,
cut
man,
it out. We'll bleep it for our episode.
Every episode you're like, man, this girl's crazy. And the next episode you're like, no, this family's crazy.
Yeah.
She speaks, and you finally are like, this family is fucked up.
Yeah. And we're back. Okay. Hey guys, here we are. Here we are in Tulum. We're not at four in the bed. We're not Curious Case and Natalia Grace. We're in Tulum, about to go on the worst date I've ever seen with Rachel jumping into the cenote. It also starts off, every episode this season starts off with like some. This one was extra exciting because it had the time clock of, like, you see him. It's almost like Last Seen Alive, Joey going, you know, the elevator hotel footage, and you see him getting a note, and it's like, we need to talk. And
they foreshadowed that.
They foreshadowed that.
When you say foreshadowed, there's no shadow. They just showed the bit at the end that they showed.
Yeah, which
there
they
wasn't
keep doing.
Any more to show until
I know because they didn't show us anything.
No, just
showed us who actually.
They cliffhangered
us
first.
They started out. Yeah. They bookended with a cliffhanger.
Yes.
So then they're like, hey, Rachel's first. And they go to a cenote and they're like, are you scared of animals? Are you scared? And then it's like, and they have no chemistry. And they start jumping.
I don't know why Rachel's still there.
They have zero chemistry.
I feel like they used to, right?
Maria in Fantasy Suites? Yes. I don't mean to be crass, but you need to know what's going on with Maria.
I was talking about this in my podcast. I have a theory about this.
Yes.
I think this is a really good thing to bring up.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a theory too.
This is what I think happened. I think he was tired of her antics and whatever.
Her shenanigans.
Yes. I do think they had like super like hot and heavy sexual chemistry.
She's hot.
And I think that the thought was, I need to cut her before then because there's no way I'm not going to be
that
able
is
to
a good
stop
theory.
Myself from having sex that with her. And then I might ruin my opportunity with the other girls.
We all have that person we've had sex with. You go, oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to keep doing this. Like,
that's a good point. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Do you mean because he just want to keep having sex with her, or like he's not having sex with anyone?
But people would be so jealous. Say he ended up with either Daisy or Kelsey, they'd be like, "Did you fuck her?" It's gonna be fun. There's no way it's not gonna be fun.
But also, it could have been the stuffed peppers that the dad brought over.
The dad was incredible.
The dad was just
incredible.
If that wasn't a fake Rolex, I don't know what it is.
Oh my God, the giant, the open shirt.
He was shaking it the whole time.
Oh, this turquoise.
I tell you what we're going to do here. If you're in love, that's good with me.
The mom didn't say one word.
No, she wasn't allowed to talk.
She wasn't. She was there. She was the blonde woman with the wrist tattoo.
That was the mom.
That was the mom.
I didn't know either.
Oh, well, I thought that was like an auntie. Or
that
something.
Was the mom. There was a little Chiron. I'm like, who is that? And there was a quick Chiron.
And that was a rough tattoo.
That was a rough wrist tattoo.
If anyone needed the Rolex, it was the mom.
what amazing producing to get the dad to tell her.
Yeah.
By the way, he asked for my blessing, and then the next episode cut.
I know, and for her to think when she was like, "Oh, I don't think you're supposed to tell me that." Thought it was a.
I do wonder if she started thinking, "Oh no, I might have to get engaged to this thing, and I don't know if I really want to marry this guy. Let me start self-sabotage."
I don't think.
Yeah, but then you could have just fucked him at a level 7.
Yeah, she could have done a level 7.
Which is still like a level 10 for the other one.
A 15, a 15. Yeah. No, the fact that it's not Maria and that it's and that it's Rachel, who they did have more chemistry in the beginning on that like wedding date. So then she's afraid. She's self-serious. They're jumping into the cenote. She's like a kiss for good luck, but it was like kind of an awkward. She wouldn't even give like a kiss. You know, it was just like and then she was kind of like, and then the poor thing, dude, that must have.
I don't understand what happened.
Except for those of you who don't watch,
her jaw hit the water first.
Yeah, but it's water.
No, it's like a belly flop. Imagine that on your jaw from so high up.
Of course, your jaw's always going to hit the water.
Her jaw. Did she hit her jaw?
So I think the way that she was like she went, it's probably a little sideways, so her feet went like this, her jaw's over here, yeah. So her jaw got a brunt of it, because normally your feet go first and it breaks the water, so then when the rest of you goes in, it doesn't
hurt. But that
would
have just been a muscular thing that hurt in here. And she works as an ICU nurse.
Oh my God.
And she seems like she's a hypochondriac. I know it's an ICU nurse in like Hawaii, and that's mostly coconut related injuries.
Dr. Banana. Like a Dr. Coconut. Banana.
Coconut related injuries is so funny.
Okay, so then they go. So then I felt bad for her because we've all hurt ourselves flirting with somebody. We've
so
all.
Embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. And then you try to shake it off and there's a camera on you.
You try to shake it off. Yeah. Hi, hi. Hi, hi.
Oh my God.
I was so crazy.
It was hard. I fell for her. She could, she's like, I don't need to.
No blowjobs in the fantasy.
I literally thought of that.
We all were like,
we all did.
Hi, hi. It's a nightmare.
Oh my God. We all thought of that. We all thought. We're just gonna. It's brutal. It was brutal. She's like, I don't have to go to the dinner. No, I'm fine. I need to go. They're like, you need to go to the dinner. Can you open your mouth? So then they go, and it turns out she is fine, but she can't shake it off. I'm surprised they spent the night together. And I think she was like, we're going to see. And then she's like, I've never showed any vulnerability with anybody I've ever dated. I've always been cheated on. You got to be more of a champion. This is fully, she's a wet noodle.
Also, these people, it's like, every time I've been with someone, it hasn't worked out.
Yeah, no shit.
You're fucking single. You're a single person in your 20s.
Yeah.
It doesn't work out until eventually you find one that does work out. Yeah. Maybe that won't work out.
Yeah.
But that's life.
Yeah. I know.
That is life.
You're single. They haven't worked out.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah.
The trauma is that they had a relationship and it ended.
That happens to everybody.
I find it hard to open myself up to people because of blah, blah, blah. Of course you do. It's strangers.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They don't need to know any of your information.
It's true.
I have these walls up against strangers.
It's true.
Even houses have those.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the facts.
Yeah. I mean, that's right. Not everybody needs to know everything right away. It takes a while. So then they go. I was surprised. So then they went.
I like how her hometown, I know we're going back
to
the episode.
Please, we can.
Was it Palm Springs or something?
Raja Cucamonga.
Yeah. Raja Cucamonga.
For Hawaii.
The budget was cut. Yeah, they couldn't get everyone out to Hawaii.
No. Yeah. Someone went, fuck, we didn't think she was going to get this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rancho
Cucamonga.
Yeah. Or else Joey was like this, I can't go back to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
There's
some
women there.
Yeah, that's right.
Go back.
Or is that where Maria's from?
Maria's Canada. She's Canada.
Toronto or something.
Because if that was where her house was, then it'd be like, well, we all thought we were going there, so we're just going to
Hawaii. By the way, what a delight Jasper is. Never heard of the town.
It was beautiful. Oh, yeah. I know.
It was the first time I watched The Bachelor, I thought, I might go visit that.
Jasper National Park.
Yeah,
it beautiful.
Nothing wrong with Jasper.
Yeah. No.
Oh, that was great.
You could go make out in that public sauna down by the lake.
I'm there already. It wouldn't be filled with other people, would it? They'd just let me and the person I'm making out with sit there, right?
Yeah.
Wait, that is the one that they just haul around America, right?
But they were in the sauna. They were in the sauna, in the little bubble.
Oh, yeah. The pill commercial.
The pill commercial. The Sky Rizzy.
Yeah, the Sky Rizzy.
So then they go and she was like, it's hard to let go. It's hard. I don't want it taken away. He's so fun. He really liked Charity.
Yeah.
Like, he seems the most fucked up over a rejection.
Which is crazy because he, had seen Dunn.
Well,
if I saw Dot and I was Joey, I'd be like, ooh, I don't have a chance.
But also, I guess he, on the show, acted like, I don't know, he seemed to be, okay with it, on the show and after the final words. He didn't seem that broken up that I remember.
Seems legitimately rattled that his uncle fucked him.
I know, and his, I feel bad for him.
We still don't know what the uncle was going on about.
I feel like his mental health is just, not great right now, and yeah. I feel really bad for him.
Me too. So then they go, and they're before her date, she got sent Susan Jenner. Susan,
Chris, which is what Caitlyn Jenner's real name should be.
Yeah, I know.
You're far too old for a Caitlyn.
Yeah, Susan Jenner.
Caitlyn's a young person's name. Yeah. That's a Susan if ever I've seen.
Yes, Susan got sent. Susan Jenner got. Susan was like, she's like, well, you just got it. The past is the past. You leave it in the past. She got one of the girls. She didn't get Sandra saying, I want to practice how babies are made.
Yeah.
I'm going to whip it up.
Well, there is some foresight to this, right? Like, what do we want? What message do we want imparted to these people specifically?
You're right.
You know?
Yes. Mm.
And we'll get to the Kelsey of it all. Okay. But my thought in that moment was, Kelsey thinks she's going to win this thing. We need to fuck with her a little bit. So let's throw in the girl who's like, it's never going to work out for you.
Oh. But I have a theory about it, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I thought it was interesting. Each one had a different message, and it was the message that obviously the show wanted them to hear.
Yes.
And also, you don't... What's the point of some old person talking to you who's not related to you?
We're
going to give some wisdom.
Yeah, they're just so obsessed with the Golden Bachelor. Yeah. Like,
well,
yeah.
First of all, Kelsey's dad should be the Golden Bachelor.
He's so 100%.
Cute. 100%. My wife had to leave the room for 15 minutes for some reason.
My wife did the same thing. She was like, he's so handsome.
Oh, yeah. My wife was losing his shit over this guy.
He was a silver fox.
He's a good dad.
He was hot.
Yeah.
He was like
he's got the dead wife. That's always a winner.
Yes. The dead wife, like Gary. He's got the dead wife.
The dead wife's a winner.
Yeah, because it's not a divorce. It's not a messy divorce.
They're not going to bring in a divorce.
No, it's got to be a dead wife.
Yeah, you got to have a dead wife.
You got to have a dead wife.
And the women normally live longer than the men.
Yeah. A dead wife is exciting.
They reckon when an old bloke has a dead wife, they're lined up with pots.
My grandpa.
I reckon in all the over 50s communities, which I'm heading to in 3 years.
My grandmother, when she died first, my grandpa was so cute that there was a line of her friends bringing pies over.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. And an unexpected illness?
Oh, forget it.
That's television gold.
That's television gold.
My dad finds dates at funerals.
Wow.
There's a movie about that.
He's the funeral crash.
Dirty grandpa?
Yeah, he's in his 80s. That's when he means, you're single again.
Godfrey Nugget Dad.
Yeah, Godfrey Nugget Dad.
Godfrey Nugget Dad. So then they spend the night, and she's like, last night, I've never been vulnerable with a boyfriend before.
Never? That's not true.
How is that possible?
Then how do you date?
That's not possible.
You've never been in a serious relationship. Then or if you did, it wasn't a healthy one.
But also, what do you call vulnerable?
Vulnerable.
Yeah, what is vulnerable?
I've been vulnerable.
That's how she said it.
Every single person that's ever been on The Bachelor has said vulnerable.
They all say vulnerable.
Vulnerable?
I mean vulnerable.
Well, I can't say it, but I can say Worcestershire.
Yeah, actually, how do you say it? Wait, say it how with do your you accent. Say it?
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable. That's, yeah, that's good. Vulnerable. That feels nice. Yeah.
Vulnerable?
I say vulnerable.
Vulnerable. I say it like you, I think.
California.
I say vulnerable.
Northern California.
Vulnerable. I got a hard time. So then she goes, last night I told you I loved you, and that hasn't changed. I'm like, yeah, it's been 8 hours. Why would it have changed?
Why would it change in the 5-star hotel? like with all the pressures.
He's
of the
also
minibar.
Such a bad actor. He's like, well, Rachel and I have had a good run, and I know that it's been hard for her to open up, but she's opened up. But I'm very excited. I'm like, oh, this guy is like in full trauma response.
Yeah.
Rachel's not getting to be the Bachelorette.
No.
Kelsey's winning and Daisy's going to be the Bachelorette or vice
versa. Or Maria, if we want a real wackadoo season.
I'm Team Maria.
I am too.
That'd be a fun season.
Yeah. All right, I'm signing up.
All right, any final thoughts on the Rachel date before we take a quick break?
Yeah, when they woke up, I was like, they did not fuck.
They did not fuck.
The energy was...
No.
No,
they didn't.
Well, like the next date's like, look at Kelsey's face. It was like fucking raw.
Yeah, he had ruined her face.
Yeah, I mean, or if they did, it was like, I'm getting this done just because I hit my jaw. I'm gonna work. Like there was almost like a will. It wasn't sexy if
it
happened.
I will say, I do feel bad for her. Like, I'm the type of person when I hurt myself, I'm like really hard on myself. And if I think it's going to ruin something like a date, like I would just be kind of panicking. I think I would try to be cooler about it and like try to act and crack jokes. But like, I did feel bad for her because I could just see the panic of her.
I did too.
Being embarrassed, not wanting to act like it hurt as much as it did.
Yeah, that.
It's like when I fell off my bike, I was like literally bleeding from my face and all these people came over to help me. And I was like, don't look at me. Don't help me.
There's nothing worse than somebody trying to help you when you fall in public. It's like, you fucking monster! How dare you! Fuck you!
It was like, so I like felt for her because I was like, I would be full panic mode.
No, I do too. I get embarrassed. Yeah. I'm like, you can't see me if I just hide. If I don't move, nobody can see me and this didn't happen.
I know.
Yeah, okay. I get it. I understand.
But
the
I
shame.
Also think even before
the
this,
shame hole.
No chemistry. No. Like at their hometown, I didn't see anything.
No, the shame hole.
I know it would spoil the show, but I so badly want there to be a season once where someone leaves a fantasy suite and they say in an interview, we didn't fuck.
Yes.
I just want one person pregnant. Just one, and they pick the other person.
Yeah.
And they find out a month later.
Oh,
something.
Wow. That'd be wild.
That would really get the show back on the map, I tell you.
That is a good idea.
Like, I'm going to speak to some producers.
Look at his eyes.
Yeah. You got to reverse engineer these things. Like, Love is Blind. Like, the initial thought was not like they don't see each other. It's we want people to be left at the altar.
Yes.
That would be an amazing show.
Oh, my God. Are you watching this season? It's so good.
So good.
I gave up when the girl said she looked like Megan Fox.
Okay.
But hold on. So that idea is fantastic. We need to reverse engineer a show where someone gets pregnant,
yes,
but they end up with somebody else,
yes,
pregnant and alone, in the woods, it's like Naked and Afraid,
but it's not like a Four Seasons. Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
And what if it happens on The Golden Bachelor?
Oh, that would be fun.
A genetic miracle. Yeah.
What is your fantasy?
You.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery. But that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which is morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. You guys, I'm now Team Kelsey. I want Kelsey to win.
I love Kelsey.
I love
when she swam in the pool above the room.
Oh.
Okay, so my father's an old guy, so he says creepy things.
Sure.
Right? And every time I say something creepy, my wife turns to me and goes, "All right, Gary," which is my dad's name.
Yes. Yeah.
And I did say she has a lovely body and she looks like quite the swimmer. I don't know where it came from. She looks like quite the swimmer and she has a lovely body.
You know what?
And I said that in front of my 11-year-old.
I got a phone call from Steve Heitner saying the same thing.
Well, I don't know if you want to.
Steve Heitner goes, "Well, she covers it up." But I'm like, "Steve, no.
Yeah,
he's like, she wears a lot of, but when, I'm like,
when the rubber hits the road, yeah. Really, something.
I got
I think
a phone
you can't
call.
Help it. I think after a certain age, you got to just say what you're thinking.
I know we are all
even if it's
thinking.
Even
I received a phone call. I did receive a phone call about, like, yeah, you didn't see it all hiding under there.
Look, I'm pretty good both ways. Like,
right?
I said, because Joey never does, but he should take his shirt off more.
He does.
Other contestants always do. He has quite the body as well.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to want to.
He doesn't want to. He seems
he's very fit.
He looks
he's
great.
He's very good looking.
I know.
Right, but what I said that I think was less creepy, but I stand by this. The next morning after the overnight, you were right. Like, her face was like raw.
Yeah. Raw dog.
But like, she had no makeup on and still looked beautiful.
Oh,
and I was
God,
like,
I love
scrotum stubble.
And every guy, that's how. This is what guys and girls are different, because girls judge each other's makeup and everything.
Yeah, yeah,
where
yeah.
guys are like, we need to know what she looked like without any makeup. She looked great.
She is.
I was.
So,
I also loved that she went out without makeup.
She
I
is like, so beautiful.
She's
okay.
Classic.
Well, here
beautiful.
We go. Let's be real. Yeah. She started off.
But the butterfly thing's bullshit. We can all agree about that.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
She's a strong swimmer.
She's a hell of a swimmer.
She started off the episode with a visit from a sea witch who comes out, crawls out. She a sea witch crawls out of
the
sea.
She goes, "Me and you are in the same boat. I lost my mother. I thought she was going to go last year."
Yeah, I know. It was really like. She was just like putting hex after hex on. Here's this adorable young lady who's like, "I love Joey. I'm in love with him. I told him. I can't wait to tell him again." She's like, "Be careful. I also have a dead mother. And let me say, you know who's also going to disappoint you? Men."
Yeah. You know how you think you won't die alone?
I thought
well,
so,
too. Stop thinking that.
She really like her whole.
Welcome into my cave. Answer my riddles 3.
I wasn't asked to be on the show. You see that bridge over there? That's where I live.
She's a sea witch.
She her whole thing on Golden Bachelor was like, "I've never had the happy ending."
It's like, well, you've been divorced twice. So like
three times.
You've been divorced. You were a backup dancer for Prince. You've been divorced three
times.
Was
she a backup dancer?
Yes, and they dated when they were in high school.
So it's like at a certain.
Was she diamond or pearls or whatever? What was it?
She was. She was a. What was it? Was what were the Apollonia? Wasn't that
she was a backup dancer for Prince? How does this pass me by?
Yeah, she was a backup. So like at a certain point, you've been picked 3 times, you know. So she's
stop bumming everyone out.
She's like, I also lost my mom. I was impacted by dating life forever.
Oh my god!
And then she's like,
she's such a nightmare.
She's like, but be
Losing
careful.
My mother actually made my dating life better.
Yeah, she goes.
I could fuck more publicly. She's only been dead for 4 years. Don't tell my wife.
When did you get married? What is the timeline here?
So she's like, "Your mom would be proud of you." She goes, "I'm in love with Joey." She's like, "Well, you sound confident, but..." She goes, "Look." She starts out. She goes, "Listen, it's a do or die moment. Just go for it. Don't just tune everything out. Be completely present. Be completely organic. Focus on each other. But don't be too confident. Listen, I didn't get chosen. It was hard. I wish I didn't feel so confident. I was devastated. I was still devastated. I wish in the back of my mind I'd hedged my bets a little bit that it might not be me." And like, poor Kelsey was like, "What?
Go in, be confident, but have that little bit at the back of your mind that it might not be you. Good luck.
That eats you alive.
Also, you might get AIDS. Bye."
Also, I fuck Prince. That might not mean much to you, but it's kind of a big deal that I fuck Prince.
But also, why are these women qualified to give these other women any advice? They all three... didn't get Gary.
Yeah, they didn't get Gary.
No,
right.
They didn't
get Gary. And only...
And I could have gotten Gary.
you could have gotten Gary.
All he needs is a hand on his shoulder.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I just thought that was so wonderful that you did that for me because I was driving an old car.
on a California freeway. Yeah. Remember this emphasis on a California freeway?
Yeah.
Not like where I'm from before. That big empty house. Listening to Cat Stevens all day.
And Journey. Okay, so then.
Oh my God.
So then she's like, wow.
That song drives me. That's not Cat Stevens. That song drives me fucking mad.
Because
I'm a dad who has to go travel for work all the time, right?
Right.
And it's like, when you're coming home, Zad, I don't know when. Well, why don't you ask your mum who's not working?
Yeah.
Look at your shoes. Who got them for you? Fuck off. I can't be home all the time. Someone has to do this bit. At no stage does the dad hit the child. He's not abusive towards the mother. He doesn't drink. He's just a guy who goes to work all the time and says to his son, as soon as I'm home from work, we'll hang out.
Well, you don't know when.
Piece of shit.
You don't know when. Oh, we'll make it together soon, son. Okay, so then she lost. So then they go swimming, and she loves Joey. She's giving him kisses everywhere. He's like, she's like, my hair is crazy. He's like, don't tame the mane.
No.
She's like, I feel joyful around him. They're so cute. They go jump in the water. She's a good swimmer.
Hell of a swimmer. Lovely body.
There's a turtle. There's a stingray. She loves him. She is so affectionate. She's just like such a cute girlfriend.
That's,
you know,
lovely.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
She's given the difference between the buzzkill that was Rachel pre-jaw. She was a buzzkill even before her jaw hit the water. And you've got like the kisses, the stingray, hell of a body, great swimmer.
I'd keep a butterfly in a box in the house if I dated her. So that whenever I was in trouble, just would... This just came in.
Oh, well, you're releasing the butterflies. He loves her. And she's like, the level of comfort is just like so noticeable. I don't want it to end. And then
when she sees a moth, does she see like a nasty auntie or something?
She sees Leslie.
She
sees
she only comes out during the dark.
Her sea hat.
I always thought that about moths. They're always flying towards light. Yeah, they come out in the dark.
Yes, yeah. Leslie.
Fly towards light.
Yeah. She's trying to steal your light.
A moth during the day would lose its mind.
Yeah.
That's so true. So then she's like, I don't want to feel like she wants to make sure that she feels chosen. Mm. And her dad said how happy it was to see them together. And she's like, I told you I was falling in love with you, but I love you. I love you. They're so cute. She's confident about it. She's like, I do love you. I'm excited to say it. I'm in love. I love you. And he's like, I thank you for expressing that to me.
I've been waiting to hear that.
Yeah, and then you can see he almost looks upset. You can see that he's touched, but he almost looks upset. He's like, I am also falling for you fully, and I wanted, you know, just to say that I'm fully am falling in love with you. But he says it to he. Why do these people say it? Why, Wells?
What?
Why? Why do these guys say it to two people? You cannot. There's
because
cameras.
Not, because they can't say I'm in love with you because they get in trouble for
but
doing that.
But they should get in trouble for this too.
When Jerry Buddy does it, the old people don't
they
get in trouble.
Yeah. Right? They didn't used to. Ben Higgins.
And if the blokes. Crikey.
This thing, the power cable's broken. Sorry.
Oh. And I just did a legitimate crikey. That's quite rare in the wild.
Okay,
is it back?
No.
All right.
Crikey.
A legitimate crikey.
It's okay. Wow. It doesn't affect the recording.
Okay, great.
It's just the power cable.
Okay, great. All right.
I don't know if it's going to work.
Okay,
a
great.
Legitimate crikey.
To answer your question, I think that he feels that way.
But like...
Now, do I think he should do it? No.
No. Just keep it to yourself.
Okay, so the girls have sex with everybody in the fantasy suites and they're sex positive and the boys do it and they're dirt bags. And the girls say they love people and the boys do it. They're love rats or whatever. right? You just say it. That's the show. I'd do it. I would do it on night one to everyone. Keep everyone on their toes.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Even the people that gig out, you did not get a rose. Love you.
I'm falling for you. I'm on my way to falling for you.
Falling, fell.
Closing the door. By the way, I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you. So he's so happy. She's like, I wanted to say it for a while. I'm fully falling in love with you. I'm so happy. It's happy to see you happy. I can't wait to go hang out tonight with my boyfriend. Then they have another. She's a good swimmer. They film from below. They go into the hot tub.
She wears a swimsuit that's revealing yet still elegant.
Yeah. That is correct, Jim.
Tasteless.
She wears
tasteful.
Tasteless.
Shows enough to get you excited, but enough to leave your imagination to run wild.
Yeah. That is correct. Yeah, she covered up the girls.
She needed a swimming cap, though, to keep her hair from frizzing.
That's
no correct. One ever does that. No one ever comes in with a swimming cap and one of those things over the nose. Yeah.
That would be incredible.
Could you imagine?
That would be incredible.
I would love that.
And then say, in college, I was a synchronized swimmer, and then do a bit of a show.
Yeah.
And then just sit on the side of the pool.
Yeah. I remember in college dating guys that, like, could play the acoustic guitar a little bit to sit and listen to, like, the same couple chords, like, oh, you just have to sit and watch them play
same
over.
Same verse, second verse, same as the first.
Yeah, over and
maybe
over.
And
maybe
the cat's in the cradle.
And then like, where's dad? So then they go, and then she's like, she goes, I'm so happy I'm going to cry. They woke up, her face was raw dog.
Oh, it was like from his stubble, just, oh my God.
And they were so cute. He's making breakfast. He messed up the egg. They were so cute.
I loved like their dynamic together.
She was sitting on the counter.
When are they going to stop giving keys out? Just do the plastic hotel key.
Yeah. Of course,
there's a key here, like we're going
key.
To open up a bloody a box in a teenage girl's thing, like a little turn key.
Yeah. Skeleton key.
It's a skeleton key. Yeah, it's to Leslie's cave. It's Leslie's cave.
If you want to sleep with thee, you will have to answer question of three.
You lose. He's not going to pick you.
He's not going to pick you.
I thought he was going to pick me. I got my heart broken. Protect yourself, but not too much. So then she's sitting on the counter. He's like in between making out. That was fun. They had good physical chemistry.
They had good sex.
They had fun sex.
Yeah, they definitely. They
had sex, right?
Of course.
My 11-year-old. Okay, so we did a pool where we, you know, you pick all your horses as they come up to the racetrack. As soon as they get out of the car, you have to yell out a name.
Yeah.
We get four picks each.
Yes.
Right? Or everyone in the family gets four picks each.
Yeah.
The three girls are all picked by my son.
Really?
Wow. Right?
And I said to my son, my 11-year-old, I said, geez. He goes, you know girls? And he goes, don't know about that, Dad, but I do know what Joey wants.
Wow. He's a Joey whisperer. He's a Joey whisperer.
That should be
like the, not the uncle, it should be your son, but it should be like the family.
Oh, he's already, my son reckons Daisy is the winner.
Interesting.
I think so too.
Especially after what's seeming to happen.
Brutal.
But yes.
Any final things about Kelsey? I thought.
Oh, I don't think the note's anything. You think that's anything we need to talk? I think she's just going to go like this. I was really worried.
Dude, she's spiraling.
She's spiraling.
Yeah, but
with how Joey treated Maria when she had her spiral moment, he can't handle the
truth. He can't handle anybody having any insecurity.
He has to have people being like, I am in 110%.
Until that Wellbutrin hits.
Really insecure.
Yeah.
He's not
I have
well.
No doubts about anything that's happening in this.
I think it's going to fuck his confidence because he's so insecure that whoever he picked isn't going to, like, if she threatens to leave.
Oh, he says that. My biggest fear is that they're not going to love me. I'm going to put my heart out there. And then This is another good thing about the trader, right, because they have lots of bachelor people in there.
Mm-hmm.
Pilot Pete.
Peter,
there.
I know.
Yeah.
Pilot Pete, and by the way, a genius.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's like
he's a trap.
Yeah. He sets a couple
a trap,
of traps,
but then
he got screwed over.
He really loses the Mr. Congeniality.
But when that lady goes, "This isn't The Bachelor, and I don't have to kiss your ass," that was my favorite.
Yeah.
And then him like, "Oh, this is a different show completely."
Yeah.
He almost it looked like he was gonna cry.
Wow.
He was like, oh.
But where's my mom, Barb? Bring her home.
Bring her home. Me and my wife still did bring her home.
She's an angel on earth, Hannah Ann. You bring
if
her home.
If I get into Whole Foods, my wife will leave me a voice message. Go, bring milk home.
Bring her home.
Bring it home.
Bring her home. it's incredible. She was, she's you know.
If I was driving along the road and I saw Peter walking down the street, I would lean out my car and go, bring her home.
Bring her home.
I wouldn't
home.
Have to help myself.
Bring her home. And if I, do you guys think Kelsey's going to win?
I think Kelsey will still win. I think Kelsey's the best bet.
Here's my theory of why they did it.
Okay, first of all, New Orleans, cool, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Dad, cool.
He didn't right? like New Orleans. He was like, I guess I could figure it out. He yeah, didn't was, like.
What's the big difference? The coffins are above the land. What's the big difference? Right?
The only thing that's different.
Here's yeah. what I think that he, New Orleans is
that's
cool.
That's why there's butterflies and not fish she's looking at.
Yeah. But here, New Orleans is cool. Now. She's hot. Now, here's why I think they fucked her over. I think they sent the sea hag to come hex her because they know that Joey's so insecure he's not going to be able to roll, and they want her to be bachelorette because she's so hot that they need like a JoJo or somebody that all the guys are going to like want to come fight for.
Oh,
that's
you
my
don't
theory.
Think that Daisy's going to make a great.
I thought so. I thought so, but I felt like they were intentionally sabotaging Kelsey. I thought Daisy, to me, felt like bachelorette material.
Yeah, yeah.
But Kelsey's hot, hot, hot. She's got a nice dead mom. That's a fun story.
Yeah, but does dead mom beat deaf?
No.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like loss of hearing beats dead mom.
Doctor, well, what a conversation.
I'm Team Maria.
I'm Team Maria because that
I
dad is going to destroy
I love Team Maria. I would be, oh my God, I'd be thrilled if it was Maria. But I fear.
But you also have to. Okay, so the stars of the show are never the leads, right? It's always like, and that's why The Bachelor is so much better than The Bachelorette, just in terms of like ratings, because women will fight, but guys do not want to fight. They band together, and it's so boring. So mm-hmm. I do think that you need to have a spicy lead because
Maria.
I think the guys will be boring.
Mm-hmm. I think Maria would be an incredible bachelorette. I would love that.
I agree.
But I feel like they were intentionally sabotaging, like it's going too well with Kelsey. Yeah. Let's throw a wrench in the works, and we're going to keep her for ourselves. It felt like they were doing it on purpose. Mm. Katie?
I have no idea. I mean, I feel like he's not going to handle Kelsey spiraling.
Agree to agree.
And I think he really needs that. I have no doubt in my mind. I'm in love with you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to choose Daisy.
Agree to agree. Hmm. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Daisy. It's the fantasy suite time. What is your fantasy?
Television.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery. But that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Well, now I'm Team Kelsey. I'm all in on Kelsey. I now want Kelsey to win. She's so happy she's going to cry, and she's just so delighted. And Daisy is feeling off, and she's worried that she's going to, like, mess up her whole date, and they send Sandra.
Oh, yeah.
Horniest woman alive doesn't want to go to her own daughter's wedding.
Horniest woman alive, the oldest yes. bachelor at 75.
Very proud of her credit score.
My brother, that was the one that my brother was horny for.
That's right.
Sandra. Of all of the ones that he picked Sandra. And so Joey, she's like, look, you know, don't just talk. Give it some sexual oomph. You know, I just say to him things like, I can't wait for us to practice making babies. Yeah.
That's a wild thing to say.
That's a weird thing to say.
Yeah. It's 1954. Relax.
But my thought is like, okay, we really got to get Daisy to be more sexual with Joey. So let's send in our ringer.
Our horniest. And by the way, I could see actually that the ringer worked because there was a couple of times she's like, wait a second.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's Sandra. That's Sandra, like a little Sandra on her shoulder going, just give it a little sexual oomph and like giving him the extra long kiss. Like I saw Sandra get her work. It wasn't a sea hag.
No.
Come down here, little girl.
It's not going to be you. I thought it was me. When I fucked Prince, I thought I was going to be...
Mrs. Prince?
Yes, Wendy.
When
yes,
the last
Lisa.
Petal of the rose falls to the floor, you will be alone.
My favorite thing, though, about that whole thing was when Daisy talks to Joey about it, and she's like, that Golden Bachelor lady, I didn't know who she was.
That's right. She's like, she kept trying to get me to peg you. Yeah. Like, she's
Sandra told me to peg
she
you.
She told me to peg you.
So I guess I will. I mean, I'm cool with it. So they go ATVing. Daisy loves to ATV. Kelsey's starting to get worried because the sea hag is like got in there. There she's like planted. She's planted some larvae in the ear, and it's like it's starting to give birth. There's like eggs are planted. So then, and she's like, I don't feel good. So Daisy's like, I missed you. She's in her head. I missed you so much. Distance puts me in my head. I just keep thinking. I wish Joey was here. And he's like, Daisy makes me feel whole. I can picture a future with Daisy. Then they start kissing. They do a shower kiss. I'm falling so in love with him. I don't want it to end ever. And she's like, this was my favorite day of all of the days of my life ever.
I did like the shower thing because he was like, I got one more surprise for you.
Yeah.
And then just an outdoor shower.
Yeah, they were this? Just like outdoor showering.
This is your big surprise?
Yeah, they were horny. He's horny for her.
Yeah.
And he likes that.
I don't like showering with other people.
You don't?
Nah, fuck it. If we're going to have sex, we'll do it in the bedroom or the kitchen or whatever, right? But I don't need to shower with you.
Yeah, there's not enough water distribution.
You never...
And also, we're in California, it's drought. Like, you got to be sensible.
Yeah. I don't mind a shower.
No,
we've had a lot of Mexico.
No. We've had a lot of rain this year.
Still a drought, probably.
They got
let's be
cenotes
real.
Full of Rachel's nose blood.
If they drank any of that shower water.
Yeah.
There's no fantasy suite.
That's true.
You got to be.
You can't let it get in your mouth, and they're open mouthed the whole time. And I'm in Mexico. I got a swim cap, a little bit of my nose.
You're a good swimmer. You got a nice figure, nice good swimmer. So then they're out. She's like, you know, I get frustrated with myself. I'm an emotional person. I was crying to that bachelor lady, that golden bachelor lady, Sandra, the one who told me to give it some sexual oomph. And he said, my ex used to shut me down and say, you're overreacting. He sounds like a dick.
Wait a minute. You're allowed to say someone's overreacting. That can be a caring thing to say. Look, you're overreacting. Everything's all right. That can be a calming statement.
It can be.
It can also go the other way.
Yeah.
But all sentences can. I have to hear the guy's intonation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she couldn't.
Yes. Dr. Banana.
It's every time.
AI. So then we have, she said, I feel very seen and safe. My feelings are valid. I feel the same way. He goes, look, last time you said it, I just word vomited. You said you're falling in love with me. I word vomited. I felt the same way. He's been mulling on that he didn't say it right back. He's like, so I wanted to say I am falling in love with you. There's no doubt how I don't know how far it's going to grow. I apologize for not saying it earlier, but I am absolutely falling in love with you. And then they had a gross tongue kiss.
Oh, the kiss was all right. What's wrong with it?
I didn't like it.
What didn't you like about it?
I didn't like that particular kiss. I didn't mind the shower makeout.
The shower makeout was
the
very
shower makeup was fun. The shower makeout was fun. I felt like the kiss at the table. I didn't like the kiss at the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. So then they had
my wife's hypercritical of people kissing as well.
Yeah, I was like, that was the only one that didn't make.
That one's not good.
I didn't like that kiss. Like the other ones felt like, oh, those are fun. The ones with Kelsey felt fun in the kitchen. The shower kisses felt fun. The kiss at the table, I was like, no. Okay, so then he goes, I feel so good that I've changed her life. I feel so good.
How have you changed her life?
Because he accepted
still the
that
same
she...
fucking life.
She's got a lot more Instagram followers
life,
now.
But yeah, you got a few more Instagram followers and now you hang out with Joey.
She wins. I think she wins because he feels good that he changed her life. I think his self-esteem, I think he's hard on himself. I think he's a lovely guy. I think he's tender and that he felt vulnerable.
Tender. You think that he chooses her because it's like a make-a-wish thing?
I think it gives him esteem and he feels good about himself.
Why does it give you esteem? He's a very pretty girl.
Oh yeah, I think she's adorable.
Why does he give him esteem? Because
he feels good that she says that he changed her life and that makes him feel
but
good.
But how did he change your life?
Because saying that it was like that she felt like nobody would want to date her because of her cochlear implant.
Oh, I'll date her tomorrow. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
She said, I feel like the happiest girl alive. They're falling in love with each other. Kelsey is spinning out. She's like freaking out. She keeps going back to what Leslie said. So then Joey says to Daisy that he's worried that sometimes people fall in love with the idea of Joey as the bachelor, but not Joey as the person.
Mm. What is Joey the person?
He's a tennis professional at a country club in
Maui.
Maui.
Right.
Compared to the TV star.
Because that's the whole thing, right? Because now he's a TV star, yeah. Right? And he probably gets a lot of sex being a tennis pro because there'd be some housewives
who have
sure.
in the afternoon mm-hmm. off and play a bit of tennis and sure. you're in Maui. You know, I'll tell you a little story about my life, right?
Please.
When I was younger and better looking and a comedian. A lot of women wanted to sleep with me. Mm-hmm. As I got uglier and more money,
yeah.
and still a comedian, they all wanted to marry me.
Yeah.
Oh,
in the end, I couldn't meet a woman who didn't want to marry me. Every time I went on a date, they all wanted to marry me. What happened?
Wow. How did they tell you?
How did they let you know? Now they all want to marry Joey. Before they just wanted to sleep with Joey.
How do people let you know they wanted to marry you?
They'd say that, I want to get married in the next few years. to who? You. Oh, okay. To me.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so then... So then they go and they're teary. She's super teary. She's like, I'm scared that I'm going to choose you and somebody's not going to choose me back. But we both choose to be choosing each other. It's choosing and we're scared, but we're choosing and we're thankful. And so then
he's
going to
go down on one knee.
I think he's going to pick Daisy.
Hmm.
What do you think?
I think Daisy.
Dr. B?
I think it's Kelsey.
I hope it's somehow.
I think Kelsey. That's somehow. Right. I flip-flopped.
Dr. Banana is very
authoritative. You're like MJ. A wind could change your opinion. Just a brisk wind, we could change your opinion.
I look, I'm one of these people, if you watch documentaries, I'm like this. We didn't land on the moon. Next one. Of course we did.
I did too. I watched one. I was like, Elvis.
The Ukrainian dwarf is definitely a murderer.
She might be a child.
I know, I am very easily manipulated.
Oh, yeah, those documentaries get me.
Me too. Me too. I was like, I watched one though.
One recently, I just watched about the guy, not San Bernardino, the guy who killed the pregnant girlfriend, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Peterson.
That was Bear, yeah.
And now the truth people, what are they called? The Justice League.
The Innocence Project?
The Innocence Project.
Truth people?
No, Wonder Woman and Superman.
Yeah.
Now, the Innocence Project have started backing him, and they don't back people. And now I'm like, no, I don't think
I watched that documentary and I was like, I don't think he did it.
I don't think he was the band with the blood in the bed.
I have to watch it.
Because he said I was fishing here and then the next day the body shows up there. That's the
No, like, cuz I lived in the Bay Area when that happened.
Yeah, I did too. That was huge.
Such a big deal. And the news really made it seem like he did it. And I went into this documentary being like, he fucking did it. And then I finished it and I was like, I don't think he did it.
But maybe it's just a really good documentary.
He was a terrible husband.
Yeah, not a good husband.
He's a terrible husband. And he played it bad.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have bought the porn channel the next day. That was
did
the
he?
One where you're like, oh, Scott.
What did he do? What did he do?
Because this is before the internet was what the internet is
sure.
now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so his wife dies, and yep. then, like, he's
she
still
goes
having
missing.
A, he's still having his wife's gone missing. Everyone's looking for it, and he's bought the porn channel.
I see.
Right? He's bought the subscription to Playboy.
Classic mistake.
That day.
Right.
Classic
but
mistake.
I've been down, and a wank's helped out.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been down in a wink's help.
Wait,
I've been down in a wink's help.
I
don't
have to watch
the
Scott Peterson. My whole life I thought he did it. Now yeah. I know.
Now the Innocence yeah. Project's gotten me. That documentary was like 4 years ago.
Oh, the really? Truth people.
And the documentary's 4 years
the,
ago.
The
and
Justice
now
League.
ABC's
the Justice
gotten
League.
Involved, like Dateline or whatever,
oh,
has gotten involved
great,
saying
I gotta
that
watch.
They're people after the documentary, people have started. Because there was a lot of witnesses that just didn't get heard.
Oh,
said,
classic.
We saw her walking the dog. And there was a house break in over the road yeah. that wasn't investigated. And the theory is that she saw that and all this type of stuff. But, you know, he went fishing that day.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
And he bought the porn channel and he had a mistress.
There
yeah.
you go.
Oh,
he
just
well,
seemed
that's...
like a guilty guy.
He just
I
seemed
mean,
like a guilty.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I gotta
no.
watch it.
I think he probably came home and what found out it? And clicked his heels together. Like he was happy
was
about it,
on...
but I don't think he did it.
Was it on Hulu? I can't remember.
It's on Hulu, yeah.
It's on Hulu.
All right, I'm getting us back on.
All right.
Here we are. So here we are, and I got to watch it. Dr. Banana's putting in her notes.
Yeah, I got to.
She's definitely making a note to self. So Kelsey stops. I think that Daisy and Joey humped.
Mm. I think that, well, yeah, they had sex.
For
Rachel
sure.
didn't have sex.
Agree.
Kelsey had sex.
Yeah. I think that he and Daisy have chemistry.
Yes.
Yeah,
for sure.
Mm.
They have chemistry.
Yeah.
It's easy between them two. Like, they feel like a couple that's like,
they feel like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay, let's, the big question. Republican or Democrat? Which one are they?
I think she's definitely Republican.
Yeah.
She's
Republican.
Look, a Christmas tree farm person.
But the
yeah.
question
Jesus
is,
oh,
did she vote for Trump the second
time?
The,
if they, where were they on January 6th?
Yeah. Well, like, okay. I mean, but, yeah,
mm.
yeah.
I was at home masturbating.
You saw the TV and you were like...
No, I was just doing that all day. I found out that night. It was a terrible shock. Everyone else was already over it. It's the same way I missed 9/11.
Sometimes you need a good wank.
I missed the whole day.
I found out 9/11 a lot quicker because it used to come... quicker. Back
yeah.
in the day.
Yeah.
24 years ago, I really. Yeah. Well,
how about this? Okay, so
do you ever discuss politics on the show?
Yeah, when I was on the show, Trump was running.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And what's interesting, we had a bunch of Marines on the show who were like very
Chad,
Luke,
Luke.
There was a James like.
Yeah, James Taylor.
Right? James
may or may not have been there on January 6th.
I think
James was a Marine.
No, but like there were, anyways, there were a lot of Trump people there, and
right.
then there were a lot of just regular people. So, but nothing normal people.
Yeah.
But we talked about it a whole lot.
Okay.
And we also
they just never air it.
We also like don't get any news. You can't watch
yeah.
TV.
Yeah.
So we were
watch
asking
news.
Like, what's happening
right.
out there?
Wild.
And then as I do Paradise. It's always like, what's going on in the news? And I'm the one that does have their phone, so I'll be like, yeah, so-and-so won the U.S. Open, like,
oh,
all that stuff.
Huh.
So, yeah, it's a thing that gets talked about a lot, but you don't know what's going on.
You're the newsboy.
But
they
never air people's opinions, obviously, because
no, I
don't
think it would
want
work.
To upset half the country.
No,
yes. Because so much of our viewership, know what am I talking about?
The middle America.
The Jim Jeffrey show, which I was on.
I'm gonna need more information.
The pilot episode was after a week after the election, right? We'd already been commissioned for a full season, and it was the week after, and we'd already written a whole episode about Hillary winning.
Really?
We hadn't even
wow.
written one bit
yeah.
the
wow.
other way. We were fucking scrambling.
Yeah. Wow.
That did not go well.
That's crazy.
I kind of want to see that episode now, though.
It's all right. I think the first segment was called, it's not that bad.
I would love to see a parallel universe where she won.
Yeah.
Shoot. Oh. And in retrospect, God, she's so mean.
Yeah.
She's so mean. You know she's so mean to Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would love to see their relationship.
Oh, how do you think Bill's going when it's like, they've just gotten all the flight details from the Epstein Island.
The painting.
Gotta fucking hear about this over there.
The painting with him in a dress. Oh,
wait,
love
what?
That. That's what Epstein had, a painting of Bill Clinton in a dress.
What?
Do you guys wonder about this? The painting.
No, you'll think you're Titanic.
No. This is a thing, and that's why it's so funny, because you're like, what the fuck was this guy up to?
Oh my God, that's amazing. Come on, I need to learn more about it. Okay, I need to see that. Do they have photos of it?
Yes, it's out there.
Okay, so here we go.
Too online.
So Kelsey has left a note, and she stopped by Joey's room, and she's like, I would rather leave now. And there's a running clock. It's 10 p.m., and they make it seem like the entire hotel is deserted.
Yeah.
Okay,
this
here
is
we go.
In Epstein's house.
Okay, wait. Whoa,
the
wait,
painting
wait.
Of Bill Clinton in a dress.
I know that. It's very accurate.
It is. Good. That's very why good it's like burning. So funny, because you're like, what? Who was in on this joke?
It's
what's
actually
the
really
idea?
Funny.
He looks like a strong swimmer.
It's also it's also the same color as Hillary's jacket that Clayton won.
Sort of
wore.
The idea.
So, okay, so she's knocking, and she said, I would rather leave now than be heartbroken. And I think this is going to spin him out, and he's not going to be able to recover. And so he's spinning out. He gets the note. He's like, it's scary. This would derail everything. It just says, we need to talk.
All right. For anybody in any relationship in the world, never text, we need to talk.
Yeah.
No. You have to give more information.
And
that was the equivalent
over.
Of a text, right? That was her sending a text.
Yeah. That was so fucked up that they sent her Leslie. They gave her the stationery, the pen. They wrote out, we need to.
Yeah, because they don't know when Joey's not going to be in his room.
Literally, they sent the worst.
That's ridiculous. They know exactly where he is at all times.
They fucked her over. Daisy's going to win. They're going to keep Kelsey as the bachelorette. They wanted Kelsey. He's going to be with Daisy. They fucked her over because they wanted to keep them. There's just no way.
And where was he? At the buffet?
He was probably still out, like, fucking Daisy.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Because it was in the morning or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's...
Talking about Trump.
So that was, like, they just fucked her over. They ruined her chances. They must want to keep her from themselves. But it was so awful.
It's so wild.
So you think that they're sabotaging her because they want her to be the bachelorette?
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking?
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
I would think the other way around.
Mm.
Which is...
That they would want.
I would think they
Daisy,
would want Daisy.
Who's got like this crazy story?
I do too. I would think that they would want Daisy.
Yeah.
But I don't know why they would sabotage Kelsey then. Like, why sabotage? Then, like, make it even be better. Sabotage Daisy. Don't sabotage Kelsey. They're sabotaging her. They sent her to the thing. They gave her the note. They got her to the stationery. They're sending. We need to talk.
Putting a lot of emphasis on this stationery. It's like you've never stayed in a nice hotel your entire life.
I've never
a bit a bit of paper and a pen. Where they forced it on her? Yeah. It's everywhere around you.
But it is interesting because it is. Well, Kelsey is working with the producers to do that.
Yeah, they're
though.
Fucking her over.
So, but then it's also
they're in her ear going, look, if you have something you want to say, you go
is
say
she being
it.
Manipulated or is she actually in on it?
I will say this.
They sent Leslie to her. They manipulated her.
God, it's
I'll
so
say
crazy.
I'll say this, though. Like I've heard this theory a lot, actually, and that wouldn't... That's cutting your nose off in spite of your face. You would never sacrifice the success of this show for the potential success of a one down the road. Like,
so then why would they send her Leslie?
Yeah, I don't. I think that she was feeling very, very confident, and they were like, "We want to bring her down a peg." That's my initial theory on
it.
I don't think they sent Leslie. I think Leslie's just around.
You think Leslie found her way there?
Yeah, I think Leslie walked up and picked some seaweed off her shoulder.
And they were like, "Turn cameras on."
All right, do we need another break? Or
yes,
are we good? We're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna guess on who. Wins, and then we're going to do a tweet of the week.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone.
Hey,
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go, and we're back. Jim Jeffries.
Yes.
What do you think the order, what do you think is the twist? What do you think happens?
I think Rachel's pregnant. But not by Joey.
Did we see?
By the doctor that
fixed her job. Did we see? Doctor,
like those Mexican doctors, they're very cheap, but
Did we see Jesse Palmer
socialism.
At all?
No, Jesse was like, I can't make it.
No, Jesse didn't come back from Canada.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to go visit some friends and hang out here for a bit.
They sent the sea creature instead.
They sent the sea creature. Okay.
Yeah. I'm having an affair with Leslie. his wife just gave birth.
Yeah,
right?
Gave birth.
That's what happened.
Golden Bachelor wedding night. Yeah.
Okay, so who do you think wins?
I think Kelsey wins, but it's going to be a close call. They're going to come down the straight. she's gonna have that note. That note's going to push her back into the second position,
yes.
And then she's going to come forward at the end.
Yeah, okay, great. I hope
Kelsey
you're right.
By nose.
Yeah, Kelsey by nose.
Wells?
I know, so I can't say.
Okay, but, Dr. Banana. Right.
But I do want to say that I am pro Maria being the bachelorette.
Yeah. I agree. I think she'd be so fun.
Or any job she wants to do in the entertainment business.
Wait, what?
Just so I can watch her.
She was in The Pacifier.
That's true.
As a child. It was Vin Diesel.
What did she do?
She was a child.
She was like, the pacifier.
She was the pacifier.
She was one of the little Girl Scouts.
Dr. Banana, what do you think?
I think it ends up with Kelsey, but there's a bit of a... I don't think it happens in the finale. I think there has to be sort of a, because I'm still stuck on that whole, every time Kelsey talks about their relationship, she says, I want to be chosen. I want, propose unless you know for a fact it's
and
me.
And there can't be, only, it has to be only me.
Yes.
100%
So
me.
I think something happens with Daisy where either he chooses Daisy, she says no, or there's some sort of kerfuffle.
A kerfuffle.
So he ends up with no one. And that's what when the Billie Eilish song hits.
Yeah, okay, okay. They spent a lot of money on that.
Let me tell you, if you're spending money on Billie Eilish, something happens.
Something. How fun was Ryan Gosling? I'm just kidding.
Oh, he was very good, wasn't he? It was the highlight of the Oscars.
It was the highlight.
It was my favorite bit.
It was my favorite.
Yeah, it was. It was the best bit.
Yeah, I loved it.
It was the best bit. My wife went to rewind it, and she went to she paused a bit too long, and everyone in the house started screaming.
Oh, yeah. They don't like that. All right, Katie.
I think he's going to end up with Daisy. I don't know why he's like freaking out. That I'm not sure about. Like,
he's insecure.
He doesn't want to not be chosen.
I think Kelsey's going to self-eliminate or something.
Interesting.
Like, I think she's spiraling. I think he's going to be like,
C-hag.
No, no, no.
The C-hag is, put
like,
the hex.
This is great. Mm-hmm. And they're going to, like, she's going to come back, and then she's just going to fucking freak out. And,
C-hag.
Like, not in a bad way, but just, you know, this C-hag. Is a lot. It's
she's
very stressful.
C-hag.
Yeah, and I think she's going to self-eliminate. And he's going to be upset. But I think he was going to choose Daisy anyways.
Yeah. All right.
Interesting.
So you think, who do you think is going to win, Dr. B?
I think in the end he's going to be with Kelsey.
Okay.
I think he's going to tell them all to fuck off and pick Sydney.
Sydney?
Sydney, the one that got in the fight with Maria?
Sydney.
I think he's going to end up with Daisy. I think he's going to end up with Daisy. And then I think that, I think Kelsey's going to self-eliminate. I think you're right. And I think that he's going to be upset. She's not going to show up at the end. Yeah. That's why he's going to be walking off with the blazer, because she's not going to show up.
But I think he was going to choose Daisy.
He's got a lovely suit at the end.
He is a nice suit.
He wears a suit well.
Oh, he wears a suit lovely.
He wears a suit well.
And blacks and browns, that's the new colors of this season.
Yeah, yeah, he looks nice. Yeah, and he looked good in his pink. Yeah. He looks nice in his pink with his chain and his open cleavage. Just like,
all right,
like
Gary,
Marie.
Calm down.
He's like Maria's dad. They're all
like, Maria's dad had so much cleavage.
They have a lot of man cleavage.
Fully had his
nipple out.
Well,
that was the thing that
dinner.
I did learn about the Oscars is we're all doing a buttonless.
Yeah. A buttonless and chains.
Everyone's doing a buttonless and chains.
Okay, well, we appreciate your reviews. Here's some of our reviews. Okay, you guys. It holds 250 people. We've sold 53 tickets. We need to sell 200 more tickets.
Go to San Diego for the day. You can take the train there. From LA,
get your tickets.
Ventura, from
Come
Santa
play
Barbara.
With us. It's going to be me, Dr. Banana, maybe Katie. We have Jaquise, Aaron Foley, and then we have Aaron and
Jess Ambrose,
and then we have Logan and Tyler. And come play with us. Doug might come, and Whitney Doug Hive. Whitney's going to come. Just come play with us. This is the live show. We've only sold 50 tickets, so
guys,
what the hell?
Come
what the hell, guys?
Come hang out.
Come hang out, and it's a 2 p.m. show, so you can get in and get out.
Yeah.
You can hang out with us. We're going to be around. It's going to be so fun. Come hang out with us.
Come
be champions.
Hang out.
Okay, so it's Saturday, April 6th at Mic Drop Comedy. You can get tickets in my Instagram bio, Arta Marine, or you can get it at rosepodcast.vodka in our live shows. Come hang out. Come say hi. Come do it. Otherwise, we're not going to do these live shows anymore if we can't sell tickets.
That's a threat.
I mean, that's a threat that we probably won't hang. We'll still keep doing it, obviously. Okay, you guys, we have gotten so many more fun new reviews. That is not a threat. That is a fact of life. Here we go. A 5 stars. Worth watching The Bachelor from T. Man's Mom. I was never a watcher of The Bachelor franchise, but when I heard Arden on Doug Benson's podcast pitching the coverage of 40-ish Bachelor at Caitlin season, I decided to check it out. I still watch now only to laugh along with this podcast each week. Their takes are so funny. All the guests are on point, and their preseason draft picks are always illuminating. Well, that's a really nice review. Thank you for that review. We are at 2.5. We're trying to get to 3,000. Here we have another one. So, you know, I can't read all the long titles that get cut off, but it's the perfect podcast for something. 5 stars, Mandy in Oregon. Do you love watching The Bachelor franchise? Do you need to listen to a recap podcast so you can both mercilessly mock the franchise and express your undying love for it so you don't feel like a trash human?
Yeah.
Do you occasionally reside on Grief Island and need the above-mentioned things to help you get through it? Then this is the podcast for you. Girl, we have all been there, and boy, do we appreciate it.
One final one. Finding Jesse Palmer, 5 stars from Melissa living in Texas. Such a fun podcast. If you want to see more Jesse Palmer but not interested in college football, check out Holiday Baking and Spring Baking Championships on Food Network. He has been a host for years. You know what? Now, I know that Wells is here, so I'm not going to say it in front of Wells, because Wells is both my food person and my bachelor pick. But I would watch Jesse.
Yeah.
I mean, Wells will always be my favorite, but I bet Jesse has grown on me. Well, we love the reviews. Thank you so much for sending them. We appreciate all of you guys. And we also got a really fun email. You can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. We got a really nice email, you guys. So this is from Paula E. The subject is, thought you would get a kick out of this champion energy. Hi, Arden and delightful pod production team. I am a middle school counselor, and I recently completed my career exploration lessons with my 8th graders while wearing my Becoming a Champion sweatshirt. I just wanted you to know your resilience and influence is reaching out across all ages as our young people find themselves planting seeds of dreams that will grow. As the beloved JJ would say, we aren't raising no drips. Much love from Minnesota, Paula E. Isn't that a great nice email? That's a great email.
Thank you, Paula.
That's a nice email. Well, let's go find out who's going to win a sleep crown. And if you want your own sleep crown, you can go to sleepcrown.com/WYATR and put in code XOXO for your dream portal. All right, you guys want to help pick our tweet of the week?
Yeah,
Did you get another sleep crown? Do you have your sleep crown?
You haven't given me another sleep crown yet.
You don't have a sleep crown?
No. Someone took my sleep crown.
Who took your sleep crown?
I think my wife took it.
Well, guess what? If you come to see us in San Diego and we go to
Bro Diego.
We're doing it with the bros in San Diego. We have ourselves an Aaron, King of the Bros.
King Bro.
Aaron Clancy.
Oh, yes.
We also have ourselves a Logan. Nectar. We have Nectar. Logan is going to be doing it.
Logan Siegel.
We also have Logan. We also have Tyler.
Tyler Norris.
Tyler.
Nice. Who's that bloke that I met in San Diego? Is he there? The one that you got engaged to the girl who...
We love him.
What's his name? Good looking fella.
He did our podcast up in San Francisco.
Oh, Braden.
Not
yes.
Braden, the tall bloke.
Oh, Thomas.
Thomas.
Oh, Thomas.
We reached out to Thomas. We didn't hear back.
He came to my stand-up, right? I was doing just a comedy club just to try some new material stuff before I went on the road, right?
Yeah.
And so I had a knock on the door, and they went, because I did some material about The Bachelor, and they went, one of the Bachelor contestants is here and would like to meet you.
Yeah.
And he walked in. He was so handsome, but he was from the next season.
Oh, yeah.
He hadn't even heard yet.
He hadn't even heard yet, but I just looked at him and I went, yeah, I assume he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I let him in. I'll let any good-looking guy in my dressing room.
That's
I sat and chatted with him. Yeah. Which season? Oh, you're not on yet.
Huh. How was he?
He was all right. He was a
nice villain. Yeah, they're all very... You know what? They're all really nice.
And he was
nice.
Villainized that season.
He was the villain. Oh, he was the villain. And I was telling my wife, he's all right, him.
Yeah. He's all right. He's a nice guy.
You could be Hitler. If you like my comedy, I'll stand up for you. Yeah.
It's easy to sway you. But honestly, he was so funny when his whole, like, I'm really tall, I need to watch out where I'm going. So I need a girlfriend who could be like, watch out.
Yeah. But he kept hitting it. He's ceiling. Like, oh, the palapa. Yeah, he's like, oh, the palapa. And then he ran
out of the palapa. I always go for shorter women so I can have someone to go under the crawl space.
You make all the ladies
because I can do all the medium tall stuff around the house, light bulbs and whatnot.
Yes.
She can do things like the back of the oven.
Yeah. Wow. Well, so they're going to be sending a regular size and a travel size sleep crown when we go April 6th
to Mike, 6, San Diego.
Mike Drop Comedy to our Bro Diego
show. Buy your tickets now on our website, rosepodcast.vodka.
Okay, here we go. Here's our tweets. Whoever wins, you have your sleep crown.
I do.
Do you sleep with it?
I do.
I do too.
My wife really sleeps with it.
I love them.
But my wife doesn't use it as a mask. She uses it as a regular pillow.
I use it. Sometimes I use it even just as like a...
You can use it. I use mine. Like, it travels all over my body.
Yeah, me too. Mine is a... It's...
There's a travel one, too.
I
have the travel one, too.
I love the travel one, too. I restuffed my travel one in New York this weekend. Okay, so we're going to do a tweet of the week. And whoever wins a sleep crown. And Julie will send it to you. So send us your mailing address, rosepodcast@gmail.com. This is from Mrs. Wright at Girl Without a Tat. We're going to narrow it down to two.
Girl Without a Tat.
Yep.
It's rare these days.
Yep. True. I don't have a tat.
I don't either. It might be you.
Forgive my first impression of this woman. I didn't watch The Golden Bachelor, but who is this harbinger of doom and why is she trying to cock block Kelsey?
That definitely was you.
This is sure. also another yeah. one from her. The other two golden ladies. Time to get sexy. Leslie the Banshee. You better be prepared. Winter is coming. And then there's a visual of like a sea hag. Okay.
A visual of a sea hag.
This is from The Witcher at Telly Tubbo. Kelsey, I just get in my head a lot. Actually, it's Leslie who got it in your head.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is from.
Is Leslie going to be at the Women Tell All?
No.
She has to be sitting there.
She has to be. She fucked her.
And she has to go, I just gave the advice I thought was the right advice.
Yeah.
This is from Shandy Davis at Diet Grog. Well, Rachel, nothing will help you open up more than a cenote to the face and a handful of Mexican opioids.
That's true.
Next season, we're going to see Rachel's addicted to.
This is from Lou Sass at Sir Weird Al. This is what Rachel gets for listing facial trauma as a fear in her bio. All right, what are your top two of those?
The first one.
Okay.
The first one's me top
one. Okay.
That's well, me top one.
All right, we'll do that, and then we'll do the opioids. Okay, Mrs. Wright, a girl without a tat. Forgive my first impression of this woman. I didn't watch The Golden Bachelor, but who is this harbinger of doom and why is she trying to cock block Kelsey? And Shandy Davis, well, Rachel, nothing will help you open up more than a cenote to the face and a handful of Mexican opioids. Cenote to the face or harbinger of doom?
Harbinger of doom.
Harbinger of doom.
I gotta go Harbinger of Doom.
Harbinger of Doom. Okay, it's unanimous. Mrs. Wright, a girl without a tat. You won yourself a sleep crown. First, forgive my first impression of this one. I don't watch Golden Bachelor, but who is this Harbinger of Doom and why is she trying to cockblock Kelsey? What would you like to promote? Thank you for joining us, Jim Jeffries.
I'd like to promote. What am I doing at the moment? I got a tour coming up in Australia for all the Australian listeners.
We actually have some Australian listeners.
Next weekend, I'm in like Des Moines. If you're in Des Moines, come and see me in
That's
Des Moines.
Fun.
I've got some Vegas gigs coming up in.
Where do you play in Vegas?
I just played Vegas. I'd played a lot, but I play them at Mirage.
Fun. That's fun.
Yeah, it's good.
That's nice.
It's good. I'm there about 4 or 5 weekends a year.
Look at you.
I'm always there.
That's how you do it. The cat's in the cradle and the
Where
you coming home, Dad? I don't know when.
Well, see, my wife comes to that one as well. So, we dropped the baby off with my ex, who's Hank's mum.
Yeah.
Takes care of the baby. Yeah. Because my wife's very supportive of my career in Miami, Vegas, and New York.
Oh my God. Mm.
Nice. In Cleveland, she cares not for my career.
Yeah. Yep.
The shopping, not
she's
as good
never,
there.
No, she's never showed up.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to come to the other gigs.
And also you want to promote Four in a Bed.
Four in a Bed. Yeah. Look, it doesn't need promoting. It promotes itself.
Yeah, Four in the Bed. You can watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, watch it on YouTube.
Wells, Adam, thank you for joining us. What would you like to promote?
There's a show on Max called The Curious Case of Natalia Grace that everyone needs to watch.
Oh my God.
And then the second season, Natalia Speaks, Chef's Kiss. Please, everyone, go watch that.
I have to
say, I got to watch season two.
I did watch season one, and it was...
It's crazy.
A nail biter.
Look, I think there's no winners.
No.
No. Everyone looks bad.
Yeah, everyone looks bad.
Dr. Banana.
But hold on. Real quick, though. I have a theory that it's all satire. It's not real. They're all actors. It's it's too on
so
the
you
nose.
Reckon,
too good.
You reckon Who's she's just it? Like on her knees and put shoes there?
No, I think that she is a little person, but I think that they're all actors. The dad is so incredibly unhinged.
Oh my God.
And as someone who like works on a reality show where you're like trying to get people to like be bonkers, it's so hard. And this guy's got his lawyer in the room for sure. Like he knows he might be going to jail and he's still saying these crazy things. Like it makes no sense. Watch it now under the filter of is this satire and like have they pulled the wool over your eyes?
Wow.
But who's making it? It's like an Errol Morris like a Van Effet song. Like who's making it?
And the lawyer woman, she's like way too good at it. And then the adopted father that like gets into a fight.
When he's just like that, he goes, you can do what you want, but you don't you be mentioning Jesus.
Yeah.
Not God in this room. Not God in this room. No.
These are the most amazing reality TV lawyers in my entire life. There's no way this is real.
Oh my God, I haven't seen it since it came out last year. I gotta get back on the horse.
You also gotta watch the Scott guy who killed his
Scott
wife.
Scott Peterson.
Oh, God, I got a big week.
I got a big week, you guys. Dr. Banana and I are going to Brodiego.
Yes, we'll
with
DeKeys.
And what's her
Jess Ambrose.
It's gonna be so fun. Aaron Foley.
Whitney Hive will be there.
Mm-hmm. We're also doing Southern Charm.
Oh yeah.
Well, no, we're doing Summer House. KT Money, what would you like to promote?
As always, please go to your local shelter and adopt an animal, or go to your local rescue and foster an animal. LA is super full right now. They desperately need adopters and fosters, so please consider bringing a dog into your home.
Oh, well, until next time, thank you so much. My name is Arden Marine. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. Got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.